Chapter 85. They were eating lunch in the main dining room, dressed in shorts and t-shirts, eating from fine plates and silver. It seemed so strange to them both. They were not unaware or disinterested in the people who were serving them. But they told themselves that these jobs were not bad work for people from their countries. There was that uncomfortable class shift. They decided to choose a cruise line that did not allow tipping and paid a wage and that did not encourage the staff to grovel. They didn't really talk about it all that much, but at times like this, it was inevitable. Ron was eating sushi for lunch, and Celeste was having a great-sounding salad. "Do you think we're becoming rich liberals?" said Celeste. They both laughed at the ironic feel of that question in this setting. Ron adopted a political-type character to respond. "There's a case to be made for it." That made both of them laugh again. "So what is the agenda for this vacation's conversations, Dr. Tuck?" Celeste was changing the mood again. It was one of her contentions between them. It was her primary assessment of this man that she loved. "We both know that you already have an agenda." Ron grinned. She had taught him that was true about himself. The fact that he seemed to be sometimes oblivious did not mean that he had not been planning on some level. He had to agree that it must be true. He knew about his conscious manipulations. Both teaching and his mother helped him to hone those skills. She was talking about something else. "Why don't we decide on one together?" said Ron. Celeste smiled. That was the answer she expected. "You go first." "I think that we should discuss getting another puppy," said Ron. Celeste felt her mouth drop open. "You are totally insane. You are one of the most insane people on the planet. People have no idea about the depths of your insanity. Why on earth would you possibly want to get another dog?" "I thought we were making an agenda," grinned Ron. "Your turn." Celeste poured more iced tea. She forked a delicious combination of lettuce, berry, radish, and citrus. Then she grinned and waited for him to have a mouthful of sushi and said, "I know that you just did that on purpose because I accused you of having an agenda and you decided to show me just how much of an agenda you could have," said Celeste calmly, as she watched him try to interject, but not be able to do so because he had a mouth stuffed with raw fish. She thought it seemed appropriate for a cruise. Ron was finally able to speak and said as sincerely as he could, "If it was, I didn't know it." "Right," said Celeste. "So your turn," said Ron. "Let's talk about putting in trees," said Celeste. "I like that," said Ron. Celeste could not contain herself. "Why do you want another dog?" "To keep Keats company," said Ron. "Neither one of us is around as much as he is." Celeste felt a pang. That was true. Yes, he was at home. And yes, Angel had agreed to spend the time up at the house while they were gone, but he was alone a lot. "Do you have any idea how much work another dog is going to be?" "Maybe it'll be even less work because they will amuse each other. You know, they're pack animals." Celeste was thoughtful. He did know more about dogs than she did. Her family had never had a dog. Her father contended that they could not afford it, and her mother said that they were all allergic and that having a pet would kill them. And so there really wasn't much discussion about it in her youth. She loved Keats. He was a source of joy in her life. She had no complaints, except that Ron continually promised that Keats was learning to pee only outside. But Celeste knew that it wasn't true. "It seems like backwards thinking to me," said Celeste. "You're saying that we're not home enough for Keats now, and your solution is to get another dog that we won't be home for?" She reached under the tablecloth and wrapped her fingers around his strong bare thigh and said softly, "See, I know how to play too." "Try some sushi for me," smiled Ron. The thought made Celeste shiver. "I can't." "This one is just asparagus and rice," said Ron. "I put a little wasabi on top and a quick dip of soy sauce on the bottom." He held out chopsticks, and Celeste opened her mouth and closed her eyes and loved vacation.